My name is Phil Chibisky. This poem is about my belief that as humans, we share a common thread. These threads connect us all, and they vary in both length and thickness. It is up to us, then, to decide what we will do with these threads. I hope that decision involves love. A lattice of love. I once believed cardiac muscle cocooned itself in the chest, never at rest as it squeezed liquid scarlet all around. But what I've found, while my hair silvers and floats to earth, is that from birth, our hearts carry unseen strings. These secret things create what we deeply desire till death, and they are soaked with the breath our eager mouths make. Like a snake, these lines exist in a mix of thicknesses and lengths. By such sizes, they determine strengths of varying connection. We each form an intersection of billions of these strands that, like light, radiate to lands of strangers far away. But because this bouquet of beings seems so alien, their only ties to us are mammalian and consist of the finest fibers. As we zoom in on the subscribers of each continent, we begin to orient ourselves to a common homeland. By that lone hand, we're attached with firmer filaments. Yet with stretching squints, each other we still cannot spy. When we fly to the actual country we live within, our torso skin starts to tense slightly outward from the incurred patriotic pull of the threads around us. These more robust hairs help us feel like we belong to something so strong that we might die for it. But we must admit there remain even closer kin. Viewing a community from therein, stout twine can be found. And as we gaze around, we begin to see acquaintances whose stained fences still allow thin wires through. Then comes the glue of our classmates and teachers. As ever-learning creatures, our bonds grow when we understand. This takes us to our band of coworkers and players of sports. In teams of sorts, these braids become tougher by harmony, kind of like finding a joke funny between friends at a pub. This webbed hub is also a decent place for dating, and by communicating with a girl and watching her facial expressions, her smiles create impressions along with cords that solidify. Over time, feelings intensify until a single knee is decidedly taken. With a yes, hearts awaken, and love soon turns into a burly rope. An I do of hope once again thickens this union of two, as cables attach anew between the family of each. Soon enough, both try to reach for a clan to call their own, and when seeds are sown, 3/4 of a year blur by. At last there comes a cry, and with one miraculous glance, the strongest steel links advance between parent and new child. What a wonderful and wild life each of us has been endowed. So don't forget through this human crowd that we are all joined. And as this poem is coined, we share such an exquisite lattice of love.